Information Service, the Joint Industrial Council. But it's understood there was little or no progress at the talks, despite the fact that the deadline for an agreement which can avoid the closure is now only a fortnight away. The board of the ESB is expected to make the final decision when it meets on the 16th of this month. The row centres on plans for a new instrumentation electrician grade, one element of a package of changes under the company's cost and competitiveness review, which aims to identify savings of £100 million a year across the ESB. A handful of technicians are unhappy about the change, with one opposing it outright, and no sign that an accommodation can be reached.
Opposition politicians have accused the Thornister of influencing the appointment of one of the three officials at the centre of the row over diplomatic promotions in the Department of Foreign Affairs. This followed confirmation by a spokesman for Ms. Harney that she knew one of the officials and would have spoken to Mr. Andrews about him before the appointments were made. Our political editor, Donald Kelly.
The question of whether Mary Harney had made representations on behalf of one of the promoted Foreign Affairs officials was raised in the Dáil by the former Labour leader, Dick Spring. David Andrews told him that Thornister would have known one of the individuals involved in the promotions row. The matter of the diplomatic appointments, he said, would have come up with the Cabinet. Subsequently, a PD spokesman confirmed that Miss Harney had spoken to Mr. Andrews about the person concerned before the promotions were made. He said she would have made clear that this man had been overlooked for some time, although he had the ability to do the job. However, Fine Gael's Gay Mitchell said the minister had ignored the advice of his department's management committee and had appointed two people on the basis that he knew one and the Thornister the other. Democratic Left leader Francis Durazza said Mr. Andrews had departed from fair procedure in ordering the promotion of certain favoured staff. But earlier in the Dáil, the minister rejected the charges that he'd politicised his department. He said there was a promotions logjam that he wanted to break.
The Congress of Trade Unions has called for substantial tax improvements for PAYE taxpayers in the budget in December. The organisation's pre-budget submission also called for what it referred to as a new clawback tax on businesses. The ICTU's General Secretary, Peter Castle, said those who had already done extremely well out of the economic boom should not get any benefits from the budget. The United States has warned Americans to leave Yugoslavia because of the increasing likelihood of NATO military action to halt Serb attacks on ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. State Department spokesman James Rubin said a travel warning was issued because the combination of President Milosevic's failure to respond to international demands and the possibility of NATO action made Serbia-Montenegro a more dangerous place. Serbia had claimed that heavily armed police units had withdrawn to their bases in Kosovo. Journalists in the south said they saw no sign of military action. However, Mr. Rubin said claims that Serb forces had stopped attacking ethnic Kosovo Albanians, as the UN Security Council demanded, were blatantly untrue, and that shelling had continued in several regions. And a report just in says the United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned those responsible for massacres of ethnic Albanian civilians in Kosovo, but postponed discussion of military action until next week. Back home, three men detained by Gardaí investigating the Omagh bombing have had their detention extended for a further 24 hours by Judge Flann Brennan in Carrickmacross. The three were arrested in the Dundalk area in the early hours of yesterday morning. Two are being questioned by Gardaí in Carrickmacross, while one is being detained at Monaghan Garda station. The successful extension application was made by Detective Superintendent Noel White, who heads the Garda Special Investigation Unit in Carrickmacross. And that was the Midnight Bulletin. I'll have a summary at 1 o'clock.
Thanks, Ken. And with the late sports, here's Roy Willoughby.
Thanks again, Blona. First of all, the soccer headlines. In the European Cup Winners' Cup, Chelsea drew nil-all with Swedish side Helsingborg, so the holders go through to the second round 1-0 on aggregate. In Yugoslavia, Partizan Belgrade beat Newcastle 1-0. That left the score 2-all on aggregate, so the Yugoslavs won that one on the away goals rule. And Real Mallorca drew 1-all with Hearts, so Mallorca took that tie 2-1 on aggregate. And in a big shock, Paris Saint-Germain were knocked out by Maccabi Haifa. In the UEFA Cup, Rangers beat Better Jerusalem 4-2 at Ibrox, so that result gave Rangers a 5-3 win overall. Following George Graham's confirmation as the new manager of Spurs, David O'Leary has ruled himself out of contention for the managerial vacancy at Leeds. And here at home, Joe McGrath has said he'll be seeking legal advice following Roddy Collins' appointment as the new manager of Bohemians. In Gaelic games, newly crowned All-Ireland football champions Galway will play Leitrim in Division 1A in the first round of the Church and General National Football League, which gets underway on the 1st of November. And Galway's Gary Fahey, Tomás Mannion, Sean O'Dupuy, Kevin Walsh, Michael Donlan and Jar Fallon have all been named on the combined Galway-Ulster side to face the rest of Ireland in Saturday's international rules trial game in aid of the OMA Victims Fund.
Autumn Home 98, the magazine for brighter Irish homes. Read about Deirdre Purcell's new passion and an exclusive new story by Maeve Binchy. Join Shay Healy and Fiona McShane as they meet all sorts of Irish pets, plus the chance to win a fabulous Stanley Central Heating Cooker. Autumn Fashions with Grace O'Shaughnessy, recipes for dinner parties with Doreen Allen and Brenda Costigan, and find out what Clap Kenny, Marty Whelan and Mary Kennedy do in their spare time. Take a peek inside some unusual Irish homes and find out all the latest news on home decor, style and furnishings. All in RTE's new Autumn Home magazine, in the shops now.
In Paris, looking good is important for women. It gives us confidence at work, at home, feeding the cat, you know. For years, we've known that only healthy, protected skin can be made beautiful, which is why I always use Rock skincare products. For example, my Rock foundation. It's beautiful and actually improves my skin.
That's because Rock makeup contains an active hypoallergenic complex which works deep in the skin to protect it on the inside, while on the outside it actively protects your skin against wind, cold, pollution and sun. In other words, a makeup that's actually good for your skin.
And when your skin looks good, you can do anything, even radio commercials maybe.
Active hypoallergenic makeup from Rock. We keep our promises.
This is Frida Gan here in Bangladesh. I've been working over 10 years with Concern, and I've never seen anything like the flood situation right now. The risk of cholera and dysentery is increasing daily. Send what you can by credit card to Concern at 1850 410 510 or post to Concern, Camden Street, Dublin 2. Thank you.
Imagine getting away for a few days, just the two of you. Lazy mornings on soft white sheets. Leisurely breakfasts served under the moon. Relax in the pool before an afternoon ramble through sun-kissed meadows and return for a romantic candlelit dinner. It's all this and more on a Ryan free and easy break. Four nights with breakfast, dinner and wine each day from just £200 per person sharing in the Killarney and Galway Ryan Hotels. Call Ryan Holidays at 1-850-777-777.
You're tuned to RTE Radio 1. Here's Val Joyce with Late Date.
Thanks, Bernard. Hello and welcome. And a very good evening. Well, off we go through till two. First birthday today took place in Arlington in Virginia in 1944. Remember Scott McKenzie? Remember San Francisco? Or this Blahana the Gruik?
If you're going